this year will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
hey, kids, it's time for Ty Bollinger. Is Ty with us? Ty? Ty?
I'm not Ty Bollinger anymore. I'm Ty Bowling Ball, apparently.
According to Liam Sheff, who I think I kicked off the show last hour, I asked him to host with you tomorrow. I hope you don't mind.
I guess that'll be okay.
It'll be all right. Let's check
I guess
in.
That'll be all right.
Oh, wait, my board op Shane says Liam is still here. Oops, you didn't hear me say that, Liam, did you?
My ears are hurting.
What could it be? What are you guys going to do tomorrow? Do I have to be nervous about tomorrow's show?
Hey, Ty, you know what I want to do?
Yeah.
I know it's a very sort of school days kind of prank, but I just want to interview you about your book. I mean, we've got 2 hours, and, you know, you can ask me whatever you want. But I want to interview you about your book because I just wrote a review for your book, and I really enjoy it. And I'll be honest, I just read other people's reviews before. No. I actually read a lot of the book, but the book is like an encyclopedia, so I just want to go through some of it and talk about it and let people know that this is a... I think that this... Ty's book, by the way, is...
I don't even know the name of it.
Success for life. No, wait. 10 things. No, hold. Here it is. How to lose friends. Wait, hold on. Cancer. Step outside the box. There it is.
There it is.
All
by
right.
The way, I should play the Busted theme song now because Ty is busted. When you get high praise from an intellectual giant like Liam Sheff, you know you're capable of writing.
He's such a good writer.
You know, I appreciate that, Liam, Sky, Steve, but, I'm going to use some of the time to interview you about official stories as well. So that might be kind of fun, a back and forth talking about different topics in the book, books, plural.
Okay. Well, we'll Rochambeau, we'll rock, paper, scissors. I think you go first. I'm kind of dying to, well, I don't mean to hope, I hope not literally dying, but I am very interested because a lot of people are going to be facing cancer, because we have more cesium, to deal with. So I want to spread the word that there are things we can do. And on that note,
yes,
I'm
Liam,
leave you guys alone.
Leave us alone, Liam. Well, look forward to having you on board. Thank you for hosting tomorrow while I'm on the way.
Yeah.
That was
Liam Sheff. You know him, and go get his book. Now, Ty Bollinger, I want to dive right into this. In Texas and beyond, of course, this is a Texas story. I covered it briefly a few days back about the Kenneth Copeland Ministries. They're going after them, at least initially, because they're part of the so-called vaccine refuser movement. Those religious people not liking vaccines, we got to take them out before they take us all out.
Yeah, we talked about it last week a little bit, didn't we? The vaccine refusers. I think that just the title of the article is so funny. In Texas and beyond, hotspots for vaccine refusers alarm officials.
So you know what I'm wondering? What is this hotspot? Because a hotspot, isn't that like a place to get Wi-Fi? It's like where all the people that don't get vaccinated get their Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and that's where people end up with cancer, too, from the hotspots as well. But that's another topic altogether. But I think it's interesting, you know, you've got a church there, too. One thing we didn't talk about last week, you've got some, like, 20 people that have measles in a church of, what, 20,000?
Yes.
That's an outbreak? But regardless, okay, let's say they call it an outbreak. So they got to put their spin on it. So you've got the title of the article, Vaccine Refusers Alarm Officials. So what are they doing? Immediately, by controlling the terms that are being used, they're now showing us that we're subordinate to these officials, who I'm not sure who the officials are, but they're the officials. They're up high.
Mm-hmm.
We're down low. And if we're the vaccine refusers, we're at the bottom of the barrel, right? Because we're endangering everyone else because we're not immunized.
Well, we're actually consistent. I mean, if you look at the things that alarm the officials, cancer, step outside the box, the book alarms officials. Ty Bollinger alarms officials. RSB, Liam Shett, we all alarm officials. Mike Adams alarms officials. What are the officials? That's why you're going to interview Liam tomorrow about official stories, because the officials are being protected by those stories.
Exactly. And the officials, I guess the second part of this point was that the officials are public servants in most cases, aren't they? But they're on a high and mighty trip.
Yeah, they pretend to be. They pretend to be.
You know, please call me Senator. I've worked hard for it. Right?
Yes.
So, you know, it's the last line of the article, it says it's not so simple as to let's wipe out those pockets of resistance, says Mark Hughes. Let's help people make decisions that are both in their personal interest and in the interest of the community. Can you translate that? That's collectivism, isn't it? The interest of the community.
Which bleeds right through to the vaccine industrial complex, all about promoting this idea of herd immunity.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing about herd immunity that's interesting is that the concept of herd immunity goes back about 80 years. Was the
Did I just lose Ty, Shane?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. I thought I lost you for a second there.
No, I'm here, man. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Like that, cell phone commercial. Can you hear me now?
Exactly.
Can you hear me now?
That's what I say. Every time this happens, Ty, I'm now suspicious of UNICEF, which they're targeting all the children of the world, and they're basically staking their claim to say who's a vaccine refuser. We want to know about them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the thing, when you lost me there previously, I was talking about herd immunity. It goes back about 80 years, and the thing is that the guy that developed or that coined the term herd immunity was a researcher named Hedrick, and his concept of herd immunity was about natural immunity when the natural disease process occurs. It had nothing to do with vaccinations, and he was a mathematician as well as a scientist, and he found out that epidemics of illness occurred when less than 68% of children had a natural immunity to the disease. Specifically, in his case, he was looking at measles. Now, what happened is over the next half century, some of those who worship at the altar of modern medical mysticism, isn't that what you call it? Modern medical mysticism?
It's a church in its own right. It is the state-sanctioned religion.
Yeah, so what happened over the next 50 years after Hedrick developed the concept of herd immunity to natural immunity, these vaccinologists basically took that herd immunity concept and they warped it into the 68% somehow became 95%. They had no specific justification. There were no studies. But they began to spout the mantra that 95% vaccine coverage achieves herd immunity. No studies. They took the 68% natural immunity, turned it into 95% vaccine coverage, and that's what herd immunity. And so, in other words, when people use the term herd immunity, they're totally misusing Hedrick's concept of herd immunity. What he had developed was on natural immunity. And what herd immunity does, Robert, let me know if you think this is wrong. I think what it does is it pits parent against parent, child against child, to use peer pressure to keep the Joneses vaccinating Junior because the next door neighbors won't let Johnny come out to play because Junior's not vaccinated. It's a very powerful way to influence behavior through the guilt trip method of herd immunity, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's fear and guilt, fear and guilt. And that is indeed the nature of the germ theory, which is a lack of nature or natural understanding. And as you said, natural immunity is much different than artificially induced immunity, which is no immunity at all. Because the holy grail of the vaccination is the stimulation artificially of an antibody response, which then they say wears off, or maybe it has nothing to do with it at all, because with the flu shot, they just kind of crapshoot it on a dartboard and go, hey, we hope we get it right. And then it doesn't work if it's the wrong one. But then again, they say, well, if it's the wrong one, it doesn't matter. It'll provide some sort of blanket immunity. I mean, they make stuff up as they go along.
They make stuff up. That's right. I mean, and that's why we've got this ever-growing and desperate propaganda campaign that you're seeing in these articles based upon smearing anybody that's anti-vaccine, blaming every failure on our unwillingness to submit to the toxic needle, and then calling names. You know, that's the typical protocol. Started with Edwin Bernays with the book Propaganda. You call people that are your enemies, you give them names. You call them denialists, kooks, quacks, uneducated, you know, confused, enemies of public health, whatever you want to call them. When in reality, what we talked about last week was the fact that over the last couple of decades, almost every outbreak that's occurred, whether it be in 1985 Texas measles outbreak, a 2006 Iowa outbreak of the mumps, pertussis 1993 in Ohio, 2001 Oregon, chickenpox outbreak, all of these were in populations that were at least 90%, and most of them well over 90% vaccinated. Most of the outbreaks are occurring in almost fully vaccinated populations. We don't hear about that, do we?
No, it breaks up their vaccine party, as you know. And,
yeah,
of course, the profitability of sending kids into chronic disease from day one via this intervention. It's so much a violation of so many principles in much less freedom, but certainly in natural health, immunology, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when you look at something like SIDS, because we have a friend whose son died of SIDS. She still thinks that he cried to death. Okay, kids don't cry to death, okay? You don't die from crying. But she thinks he cried himself to death because of SIDS, this voodoo disease called SIDS. Well, you know what? He'd been vaccinated less than 48 hours before. There's an insert on the DPT vaccine that says that anaphylactic reaction, autism, and SIDS are adverse events that are related to this vaccine. Can you believe that? They list them as adverse events, as well as convulsion, grand mal seizures, neuropathy. These are all listed as adverse events from the DPT vaccine, but we're supposed to go out and get vaccinated.
The MMR shot, more in the news again. Natural News got article about it. The court's confirming the MMR autism link, which is sort of what Andrew Wakefield did without saying it initially. He just said it's gastrointestinal inflammation resulting in also brain and neurological impairment.
Yeah, yeah, and so, yeah, you're right. I'm glad we're mentioning this briefly, this article, that the courts have admitted that the MMR vaccine, specifically in the case of 10-year-old Ryan Mojave, caused autism. Amazing, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. And you know what is amazing? Ty Bollinger, him being here every week, going outside the box with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We love him dearly. And he'll be hosting the show tomorrow with Liam Sheff as I head out to the American Naturopathic Medical Association conference. And we got a lot of fun things in store for Las Vegas, so I'm hoping to see you there. But in the meantime, we got a lot more outside the boxing to do with Ty Bollinger, so check it out. What else could it be? Did you get a fat letter? Do you want a fat letter? What is a fat letter? I'm still not sure. I asked Super Don, and he couldn't tell me. Maybe Ty can tell us. If you've gotten a fat letter, call us now, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Kids' school, I love writing with big, fat magic markers. Big old markers, thick writing and stuff, but for some reason, I don't think that's what they mean by a fat letter. So here to clear up the confusion, Ty Bollinger outside the fat box now.
That's what a fat letter is, isn't it? It's a block letter.
Yeah, that's what I remember them being.
Okay, next topic. What are we talking about after fat letters? Oh, wait, that's not what fat letters. Okay, I'm reading the article now. No. And all sarcasm aside, the fat letters articles is about the fact that parents are getting letters from the schools. This is up in, is this New York? Where is it? Yeah, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Upstate New York. Children are being weighed at school, and they're getting their body mass index calculated, their BMI index.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting letters sent home if they're too fat, if their BMI is too high, which in turn is then what's this going to lead to? It's going to lead to eating disorders, et cetera, et cetera. I think that one of the interesting things to me about these fat letters is the fact that the
Do I hear feeding... Weird Al Yankovic is singing, "You're Fat"? Oh, yeah, I'm fat. Oh, man. Well, you know, this is definitely something that could upset some, but the whole body mass index issue is something that I think is worthy of discussion because I think people have put a lot more weight into it, no pun intended, than it belongs there.
Well, you're right. I think they have. You know, the BMI is a bunch of BS. I used to be a competitive bodybuilder, and according to my BMI when I was a bodybuilder, I'm a little over 6 foot. And I used to compete around 225, 235 at 3% body fat when I would do competitions. Okay, at that weight and height, I had a BMI of over 32, which means that I was considered obese at that time by the BMI. With 3% body fat, a 52-inch chest and a 31-inch waist, I was considered obese.
You were a beast. You were a beast,
I was
not
obese,
obese.
And I was not obese. I mean, it was ridiculous. I remember, okay, this shows you how ridiculous this BMI is. I remember when I qualified for collegiate nationals in 1989, I decided to drop down a weight class and go from heavy down to the middleweight. I had to get down to 185 pounds at a little over 6 foot. I mean, I literally looked like an anatomy chart. I mean, I had veins on my butt. But at 6 foot, 185 pounds, My BMI was 25.1. I was just over 2% body fat for that show. And at 25.1 of BMI, I was considered overweight, not obese, but overweight at that weight.
Mm. I mean, well, the BMI doesn't take into account the weight differentials between bones versus and muscles
and
fat, which, it's silly. And that's also something that I like to tell people when they're trying to lose weight. Don't try to lose weight. Detoxify your body. The fat that's holding the toxins will start diminishing over time as you transform the body's ability to detoxify once again. And, of course, that means,
right,
by definition, putting cleaner things into your body.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one of the main problems with the BMI, is the fact that it does not differentiate between the relative proportions of bone, muscle, fat in the body. You know, bone's denser than muscle and twice as dense as fat. So if you've got strong bones and a lot of muscle, you might have a really high BMI, which is exactly what happened to me. But according to the BMI, you're considered obese. So it's just mathematical snake oil. But the thing that I think is interesting about this RSB is the fact that these are schools that are feeding the kids GMO and high fructose corn syrup, and then once they get fat, which is a result of these foods that they're feeding them, then they send a letter home that,
right,
says, hey, your kid's fat. Hey, I bet, RSB, I bet Big Pharma's got a good weight loss drug for them.
Well, and also Big Dairy's got some no-fat, RBGH-infested, antibiotic-filled milk for them, too, because, of course, kids are eating way too much fat, which is not the fact. In fact, they're eating too little, and instead they're eating all these refined carbohydrates to make up for the fact that there's no fat and the food tastes like cardboard.
Exactly, and they're starving. They're starving to death. That's why they're eating, because they're hungry, because they're not getting satisfied with nutrition, because there is no nutrition in the food they're getting fed at school. I think it was about a month ago, I was checking out the CDC website. Over one-third of U.S. adults right now, 35-point-something, are considered to be obese. Obese.
Yeah.
According to the CDC, I'm not saying that these kids aren't fat or overweight. I'm just saying that I think that the BMI is a crazy way to measure that. But we do have an obesity problem. We do have a fat problem. It's because of the foods.
Yeah, we got to encourage these kids to have better BMI. Or, no, is that bowel movements? Wait a second. What's going on here? Hey, check out the book. It's RSB and TMB, a free ebook available to you on the issue of nutrition, vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, fats. You want to learn about them? For free, go to thepowertohealisyours.com or check out the links or the banner right there at robertscottbell.com. And you can link through to cancertruth.net. Ty Bollinger, he's the man here every Wednesday as we go outside the box together like nowhere else in broadcast media. So stick around. Ty will be back, and I'll be back as well.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive! It's alive!
Mash man who outsmarted you on your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Indeed, and where are we getting that truth today? From CancerTruth.net. That's Ty Bollinger, co-host of the show every Wednesday when we go outside the box together. You know, we like to give these acronyms that they have in modern medicine appropriate definitions. Like we've talked about PSA, not prostate-specific antigen, but prostate selenium assay. Because when your PSA is high, it means your selenium is low. But what about that body mass index? Could we come up with something better for BMI?
Bowel movement index. And that's what you mentioned before the break. I wanted to talk about that because that's so funny. My grandma, Grandma Helen, she died about 10 years ago. God rest her soul. She was such a wonderful woman. One of her quirks is that whenever she would see me, and you know, I'm in high school, college, out of college, you know, a young man, mm-hmm. she would say, and even before that, she would say, how are your bowel movements, Ty? No matter who I had around me, even if I was in the midst of a bunch of friends, that would be one of the first things she'd ask me.
Are you pooping? Ty, are you pooping?
Yeah.
So
she anyway, knew. When you mentioned BMI, I thought about Grandma Helen because one of the main things that she wanted to know is, are you having good bowel movements? And, you know, there was a lot of health truth to what she was asking. At that point, I didn't know. All I knew is that I was embarrassed as heck that she had just said that in front of my friends.
Yes.
But that made me think of Grandma Helen. She's a great lady. I actually talk about her in my book, In Cancer, Step Outside the Box, in the section about SEACT.
We need more Grandma Helens out there. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the kind of thing. And we want you to embarrass your doctors, too. If you're listening right now, the Robert Scott Bell Show, TMB, RSB, we want you to ask your doctor how often he or she has a bowel movement. I'm serious about this, because if they're offended by that, you don't want to see them. They're not the kind of doctor that can help you. If they embrace and go, hey, that's a cool question, I'm glad you asked, then they're on board. They know what's going on and what's important.
And I'll bet you that 50%+ of them, if they answered honestly, would be maybe once a day.
Yeah, and I'd say 2 to 3 times a week more often than not, because man, that's the kind of crazy stuff we're dealing with. And then we have the Fear and Death Administration, another acronym we love so much here, FDA. And the Alliance for Natural Health has come out with a big article about the FDA's private war on physicians who are going integrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I heard you mention it last hour with Liam Schiff, Liam Schiff.
Yes.
That they're actually using NSA-type techniques and probably NSA-type software to do it. They're
sleeping on
doctors.
Yeah, it's the war on the people, and it continues war on doctors as well. So here we are defending the docs that are trying to do right by their patients to bring healing to them, and the government's preventing it. By all means it can, it's trying to prevent it.
Now, how inconceivable is it that we live in a country where the Fear and Death Administration, who's supposed to be protecting us, is going to back a company like Monsanto and force GMOs down our throat and unhealthy chemicals on our food, but they're going to take deliberate action against doctors that are actually trying to make people healthy and save their lives.
Mm.
It's absurd. I mean, the FDA is bought and paid for by Big Pharma. They are one of the most corrupt government agencies. I mean, why else are drug companies allowed to use citizens as guinea pigs to test their newest save-the-world-type pharmaceuticals, other than the fact that the FDA is complicit.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not supposed to be messing with this, interfering with the practice of medicine. The FDA shouldn't really be there. That's not their terrain, so to speak. But they're violating the rules again, breaking their own laws.
Yeah, I mean, while Monsanto and the ilk like Monsanto and those type of companies that are forcing GMOs down our throats, that are experimenting with different kinds of chemicals on the foods, they're given carte blanche to do whatever they want without being put under the microscope. The FDA is focusing its attention on integrated doctors, raw milk co-ops, Amish farmers, organic gardeners, cherry growers, walnut growers, stevia manufacturers. And within the last couple of months, there was the raid that was on Kanawha Cancer Center. I'm good friends with Maureen Long, who was the administrator there, and she's been keeping me up to date on that. Where the FDA, they had like 20 guys come in SWAT-type uniforms, literally pulled IVs out of the arms of people that were doing intravenous vitamin C. Okay, that's what the FDA does now, folks. They're really protecting us by shutting down a center like Camelot that had, and by the way, they have not shut them down. Maureen emailed me a couple of days ago, said that Camelot is back up. They want you to contact them. They're still treating patients. They're trying to get back on their feet. Apparently, the FDA stole over $160,000 from Camelot.
Right. Well, that's how they do it when they can't do it above board, which they rarely ever do. They just find ways to steal your money so you can't fight. You can't maintain the business. And this is, again, the corrupt America that is no longer the America of our forefathers.
No, our forefathers are rolling over in their graves if they know what's going on now, which I'm sure they don't. I'm sure that they're off to bigger and better things up in heaven, and they're not being brought down by the evil that's going on here in the country that they founded. But
hey, and listen, no matter what anybody believes about whether reincarnation is real or not, I'd call them up and go, hey, come on back. We could use your help.
We could. We could use their help. We could use some men with some fortitude, couldn't we?
Exactly. We need some people that are not just so wussed out on fluoride and Prozac.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Prozac, article in the New Yorker talks about how 20%, over 20% of Americans are now taking mind-altering drugs like Prozac prescribed by the doctors. Now, I think that the over 20% might mean 75, 80%. I think 20% is a little low, but isn't it interesting that we're getting articles now in the New Yorker and magazines like that that are talking about how we are a nation of drug addicts? Or is one of the best lines in there, we are facing a crisis, Cornell psychiatrist, New York Times contributor Richard Friedman said.
Well, we're facing it in the bottom again, going to BMI, because not only are people taking this stuff, but the residuals and the metabolites are coming out into the water supply so that everybody is on these drugs. Even if, that's why that 20% number is low, whether you think you're on it or not. If you're drinking the tap water, you're not filtering that stuff out. You're on it, too, including birth control for those of you Catholics that are opposed to it.
Yeah. And the one of the main ingredients, well, the main ingredient is in Prozac is what, RSP?
It's that thing that they're adding to the water and saying it's good for your teeth and bones, and they also spray it on Syrian people and call it chemical warfare.
Call it Sarah Nergas. Yes, it was Prozac.
Fluoride, Prozac. Exactly.
I'm sorry, yeah, fluoride.
It's all
fluoride
there connected. And always going back to World War II, Nazi Germany, IG Farben, and... You know, so why would anybody on the left be upset, like I mentioned last hour, about Mike Adams' perspective on this when we revealed that, about this being fluoride? I mean, the mainstream press has recognized it's fluoride.
Mike, by the way, Mike did a fantastic job doing that expose yesterday. I was listening to the show. Fantastic job showing, proving without a shadow of a doubt that the main ingredient in that sarin nerve gas is fluoride, the same thing that's dripping in the water that's supposed to be good for our teeth. It's actually a toxic waste. Interesting too. I saw this kind of the same topic. Did you see the pictures that they were flashing on the screen when John Kerry was speaking about how they have taken chemical action against their own people and we need to bomb them?
Well, I've seen some of the images, but I don't know exactly that moment you're talking about. Were they flashing on the victims?
Yeah, the victims, and there was like hundreds and hundreds of victims, all wrapped in white cloth. Turns out that picture that they used when Kerry was speaking was a 2003 picture from Iraq after we bombed them. That came out last night.
So, well, and that makes sense, because now, I had an article I referenced earlier of the left actually questioning and maybe thinking that Obama and Kerry are lying about this whole thing in Syria.
Well, yeah, I would not be surprised. I've been reading a lot about the chemical weapons supposedly released over there, and I've read a lot of blogs by people that are medical doctors that deal with trauma, that have dealt with people that have been exposed to nerve gas, and dozens of them that I've read have said that what you see on the TV is not what people that have been exposed to nerve gas look like. That they're not trying to say what's going on. They're just saying, look, based on my experience, those films that we're seeing of the people supposedly that have been bombed with chemical weapons is not what my experience shows that people look like when they've been exposed to sarin.
Well, anyway, we talk also about the U.S. corporate war-making machinery in Iraq leaving the entire Middle East littered with depleted uranium as well as another form of warfare.
That's what we're doing. We are the depleted uranium is a huge issue. But, you know, while we're on the subject of, I get less, for lack of a better word, mind control, right? We're talking about mind control here.
Yes.
What about the people that are glued to the TV all day long? Aren't they getting mind control? I mean, when you watch TV, you enter into your alpha brainwaves, which is really relaxed brainwaves. Makes you more open to suggestion and to hypnotism, doesn't it? And so imagine what's going on with the people that are glued to the TV and they're just soaking in all this propaganda about what's going on. I mean, they are being mind-controlled, brainwashed, propagandized, mesmerized, whatever you want to call it, you know, for lack of a better term. That's what's going on from the TV.
Well, that's the EM field hypnosis. You know, we talk about the chemical induction of hypnotic states through fluoride, for instance. But, yeah, you add to that the television. Of course, that's what's got the globalists so upset about the new media. About what we're doing here, about what Mike Adams, the health ranger, is doing. The concern is that the hypnosis or the hypnotic state is being broken simply because there's so many discordant messages that upset, guess who? The officials, once again.
Yes. And, you know, you're right. The alternative media and the free Internet. I mean, the free Internet is an interactive agent of mass mind control deprogramming. So that's why they want to limit the Internet so badly, because it is deprogramming to go on the Internet to be able to find real information. We didn't have this 20 years ago.
Well, you know how else we can deprogram people? We'd have them get our free ebook on nutrition, Ty.
Yeah. ThePowerToHealIsYours.com. Go there and check it out, folks. Free downloadable ebook.
Yeah, leading you to some good nutrition, because that's part of the way we can break this cycle of propaganda and mind control by bringing nutrition back into your body that is appropriate for your body, the minerals that are lacking, the fats, etc., probiotics. You now have the ability to metabolically out-create those who are trying to limit and enslave you through the lies and propaganda that are broken up so well by Ty's book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Including this other one, Work With Your Doctor. We'll talk more about that. And coconut oil. Let's go coconuts for the final segment of Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. After this, coconuts!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Where do you go for health, freedom, and healing liberty? Well, you go right here to the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially Wednesday, the hump day, hump day. And, of course, it's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger, my good friend. And we're going to be together in Atlanta, not this weekend, but next, at the Healing Strong Conference, healingstrong.com. And looks like it's sold out. Maybe there's a standing room only ticket available. But what a great weekend that's going to be, Ty.
Man, I'm really looking forward to it. Isn't it going to be awesome?
It will. We've got some Chris Work will be there. We've interviewed him. Linda Isaacs, who works with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, will be there. I mean, it's just going to be an amazing healing retreat weekend.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And then also at the end of September, I'm also speaking. You won't be there, but I'll be speaking at a conference up in Davenport, Iowa, the 27th and 28th of September, called Passion for Prevention in Davenport, Iowa. So if you want to check that out, go to cancertruth.net. And you can click on the little banner on the left to learn more about that conference. If you're in the Chicago area, please drive down. I'd love to meet you.
That'd be great. And also our good friend Joni Abbott will be there as well. So
yeah.
Terrific. Good stuff coming. Of course, we got the ANMA conference coming up this weekend in Las Vegas. We're going to have a good time there. And, it's still Outside the Box Wednesday. We're going coconuts.
Going coconut. Oh, man, coconut. What? Well, I get it now. That's why you did the monkey sound at the end of the... Okay, I get it.
No, did I do a monkey sound? Was that me?
Was that you?
No, I would never.
Health benefits of coconuts. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. I've been talking about it since I published the book in 2006 about the benefits of coconut oil, why it's such a good fat, how it helps to speed up your metabolism, how it provides the long chain and the medium chain triglycerides. It's the best oil for you to cook in if you want to fry stuff up. We love to make homemade popcorn, of course, organic popcorn, GMO-free popcorn with the coconut oil. Put a little bit of sea salt on it. It tastes fantastic. Charlene also makes some fantastic fried green tomatoes, French fries with the coconut oil. But it is the best oil. I mean, it's just an amazing oil. I think it's the only oil that you should cook with, personally.
Well, it's... saturated, though. You're going to get heart disease. The fat is saturated, Ty. What are we going to do?
Watch out for that saturated fat. Well, you know what? Based upon the fact that back in the 40s, the farmers found out by accident, by the way, when they tried to use coconut oil to fatten up their livestock, it didn't work. I can't imagine how that would do anything other than improve your heart condition if you lose weight, right? I mean, isn't that one of the first things? If you have heart problems, what's the first thing they tell you to do? Lose weight.
Lose weight, but of course they say avoid fat, and they put you on low-fat diets that precipitate even more inflammation of the vascular system. So
yeah,
listen to your doctor in that realm at your own peril, particularly if your doctor still insists that you're over 40 and you need a statin drug.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, different subject real quick. I just got a text from my good buddy John B. Wells, mm-hmm. the host of Coast to Coast AM. He's going to be dropping by tomorrow to talk with Liam and I for a little while about Fukushima. So that's something to look forward to as well tomorrow.
Dude, man, it's going to be an awesome day without RSB in the way. You got Ty Bollinger, TMB. You got Liam Sheff. We maybe have John Rappaport and John B. Wells. Oh, man, what a show tomorrow. I can't wait to listen.
We're going to have to get you to call in. You're going to be on a plane, though, aren't you?
I might have to call in from the plane if I'm that's for sure. Well, however it is.
You know what? We need to do that. We're going to try to do that. I'm going to get you to call in from your cell phone on a plane.
Oh, God. This will be a wild one. Well, listen, the e-book is out there. Liam says we shouldn't give it away for free. Did you hear that? Liam says, don't give your e-book away for free. What is that?
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did. He didn't say it to your face, but I said, you tell Ty that.
Well, you know, there's different trains of thought. I mean, when I first published Cancer Step Outside the Box, I consulted a guy that was with Texas Instruments. He was the head of marketing for Texas Instruments in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I was going to give away the book for free, the e-book for free. And he said, don't give it away for free. No one will read it because there's no perceived value. So I understand that perspective.
Oh, that's what his angle was. I wasn't sure.
That's probably what it was. But you know what? People know RSB and TMB that are listening to the show, and so they know that there's some value in the ebook. We're giving it away for free because we want you to have the information. We're not giving it away for free because it's not valuable. We just want you to have it, and so that's why we're doing it this way.
We do, however, hope that you will support our sponsors, and there are links through as well, even if you get the ebook, or especially if you do, that will help support us getting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty out to all of those who are ready here on planet Earth, this third rock from the sun, as some would call it. And we, you know, listen, we've got a lot of obstacles to good health. We've got a lot of things working against us, and we're not here to energize that. We're here to energize you to stay well and get well. And Ty Bollinger, my good friend, you helped me do it so well.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure, RSB. I'm going to head out real quick. I'm going to go get some organic popcorn and coconut oil.
Oh, man, now you're making me hungry. I might have to join you. Well, listen, everybody, join together. Ty Bollinger and Liam Sheff will host a show tomorrow with John B. Wells and maybe even John Rappaport. I'll be at the ANMA in Las Vegas Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Why? Why would I do that? It's only because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.